are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Last week, Congressman Tom McClintock delivered remarks at the House Judiciary Committee oversight hearing on policing practices and law enforcement accountability. Here are the unedited comments of Congressman McClintock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're here because we've recently suffered multiple failures of law enforcement, beginning with the killing of George Floyd. He died because a rogue cop with multiple complaints for misconduct was allowed to remain on a police force, as did one of his accomplices. This has become an intolerable pattern in big city police forces, and we need to ask how politically powerful police unions and the politicians they maintain in office protect the bullies in the system that inevitably lead to atrocities like this. The other failure was the decision to withhold police protection from their citizens by mayors and their appointed police chiefs. That failure killed Pat Underwood, killed David Dorn, and so many other innocent victims in the ensuing riots. Withdrawing police protection from our streets, abandoning police stations to rioters, turning a blind eye to looting, arson, and mayhem, all have an incendiary effect on insurrections. Without law enforcement, there is no law. And without law, there is no civilization. An accounting of the deaths and destruction caused by these acts of dereliction have yet to be tallied, but it's going to be staggering. Now, we meet today to chart a course forward, and I think we can look to no better guide than Sir Robert Peel, the father of modern policing, who set forth principles of law enforcement for a free society nearly two centuries ago. And when you read them, you realize how far we have drifted from these moorings. Central to our discussion is his seventh principle, quote, "To maintain at all times a relationship with the public that gives reality to the historic tradition that the police are the public and that the public are the police being only members of the public who are paid to give full-time attention to duties which are incumbent on every citizen in the interests of community welfare and existence," end of quote. So how do we get back to these principles? I think there are many proposals that have been raised in the House that merit support. And first is the doctrine of qualified immunity as it's currently applied. It has no place in a nation ruled by laws. For every right, there must be a remedy. And qualified immunity prevents a remedy for those whose rights have been violated by officials holding a public trust. And this reform should apply as much to a rogue cop who targets people because of their race as it does to IRS or Justice Department officials who target people on the basis of their politics. Reforming qualified immunity simply holds public officials to the same standards as any other citizen exercising the same powers. Second, police records must be open to the public. It is a well-established principle that public servants work for the public, and the public has a right to know what they're doing with the authority the public has loaned them. And police departments should be able to dismiss bad officers without interference from the unions. By preventing the public from access to these records and preventing departments from acting on them, we destroy the very foundation of successful policing in a free society, public trust and accountability. Third, turning police departments into paramilitary organizations is antithetical to the sixth principle laid down by Peel, quote, "to use only the minimum degree of physical force which is necessary on any particular occasion for achieving a police objective." Weapons that are unique to a battlefield need to be limited to a battlefield. Fourth, no-knock warrants have been proven to be lethal to citizens and to police officials for obvious reasons. The invasion of a person's home is one of the most terrifying powers the government possesses. Every person in a free society has the right to take arms against an intruder in their homes. And that means that the authority of the police must be announced before that intrusion takes place. To do otherwise places every one of us in mortal peril. So I think these four reforms are legitimate powers for the federal government to uphold the constitutional rights of its citizens. But it's not within our legitimate power to dictate training and procedures for every community in the country. As Peel counsels us, effective law enforcement is a community endeavor, and every community has different needs and different circumstances which require different standards. One-size-fits-all bromides are at best ineffective and at worst dangerous. And then finally, lest we forget, when faithful, dedicated, honest police officers, and that is the vast, vast majority of those who serve us, when they are attacked and degraded and disrespected and demoralized and hamstrung and withdrawn, those most at risk are the poor and the defenseless who live and work in our inner cities. I yield back.